This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine officials Tuesday described the first wave of tanks it will receive following pledges by its Western allies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says in the first wave of contributions, the armed forces of Ukraine will receive from 120 to 140 Western model tanks, adding that these will include German-made Leopards, British Challengers, and US M1 Abrams. Kuleba has declined to name specific countries contributing, saying many of them still have to make formal decisions in accordance with their internal procedures. However, he said that 12 states have pledged tanks so far, and Kyiv was working to persuade others to join. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ex-boxing champion Vladimir Klitschko, brother of Kyiv's mayor, called on IOC head Thomas Bach not to, quote, betray the Olympic spirit and become an accomplice in the abominable war by letting Russia compete.
You propose to authorize Russian and Belarusian athletes to participate in the Paris Games. I tell you, the Russians are Olympic champions in crimes against civilians.
The International Olympic Committee is open to including Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutrals at the 2024 Games and has opened a door to them competing in qualifiers. The United States and its allies imposed further sanctions on Myanmar on Tuesday, marking the two-year anniversary of the coup, with curbs on energy officials and members of the junta, among others. Canada, Australia, and Britain also announced sanctions. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Huge crowds marched across France on Tuesday to say no to President Emmanuel Macron's plan to make people work longer before retirement, with pressure in the streets intensifying against a government that says it will stand its ground. The U.S. has stopped approving licenses for companies to export most items to China's Huawei, according to three people familiar with the matter, with the report sparking expressions of concern from Beijing on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
China is seriously concerned about a report that the United States has stopped granting U.S. companies export licenses to tech giant Huawei. That's according to a foreign ministry spokesperson on Tuesday. Huawei has faced U.S. export restrictions around 5G-related items and other technologies for several years. But officials had granted licenses for American firms, including Qualcomm, to sell certain goods to Huawei. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said in a Beijing press conference that China opposes the U.S. abusing an overly broad notion of national security to suppress Chinese firms unreasonably.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. U.S. President Joe Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy are set to meet over the country's debt, with a crisis possibly looming. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
When he was vice president, the president and McCarthy used to talk things over at breakfast at the vice president's home. This meeting at the White House is different. A potential debt crisis is looming. The president's message to the speaker:
show me his budget.
McCarthy tells the AP the president has always been a person who would like to try and find solutions, work together. But going into this meeting,
the whole government is designed to have compromise. But here's the leader of the free world pounding on a table, being irresponsible, saying, no, just raise the limit, make us spend more.
The president calls McCarthy a decent man who is being pulled by demands from restive Republicans. Ed Donahue, Washington.
American actor Alec Baldwin was formally charged on Tuesday with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on a movie set. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Cinematographer Helena Hutchins died after she was struck by a live bullet fired from the pistol Baldwin was holding on the set of the Western film Rust in 2021. The actor has denied responsibility for the shooting, saying he cocked but never pulled the trigger. A sheriff's office investigation is yet to reveal how live ammunition got onto the set outside Santa Fe. Baldwin has blamed the movie's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, for failing to ensure the weapon was safe to handle. The armorer was also charged Tuesday with involuntary manslaughter.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.